My brothers and sisters in Christ, in this beautiful moment of grace which the Lord has blessed us with, and also on this Sunday of joy, the Sunday of rejoicing, Gaudete Sunday, we are invited to meditate, to reflect on what is about to happen in a couple of days, and that is Christmas, the birth of our dearest Lord. And the joy which we are encouraged to share is not just a superficial joy, but rather it's a joy that remains, as the Holy Father Pope Francis will say, the joy that remains even in the midst of suffering, the joy that continues to grow, the joy that continues to illuminate, and the joy that doesn't run dry. That's the joy of the gospel, the joy of the good news, the joy of the great tidings. And what is this message which we are encouraged to share with joy? It's the message which all our patriarchs have always been proclaiming, even like St. John the Baptist, which we heard in the reading. So when we look at the readings today, the first, second, and the third, we come to see a theme that is really much consoling, a theme of comfort. The people, that audience of the second Isaiah, according to the Redemptorist Father John Cregan, Father John Cregan said that those people, those audience of the second Isaiah, really wanted to hear the message of hope. They wanted to hear the message of joy in the midst of their suffering. They are doubted. How is it going to be possible that the Lord will begin again with us after our exile? But the Lord, at that moment, commissioned his prophet, his servant, to proclaim a word of encouragement, to proclaim a word of joy, to proclaim a word that will give them hope, a certain hope, that yes, there will be a time of great redemption, great joy. So we see also in the gospel, our Lord encouraging St. John the Baptist, even in the midst of his own difficulty, in the midst of what seems to be darkness, because John, here is a messenger of God, who had come to proclaim the coming of the Messiah. But yet, he is in prison. How would this be? John, like all of us, came to a point in his life that he began to ask questions. And when we get to that point in our lives, when we begin to ask, why is this happening? Then it's not supposed to stop there. It's not supposed to stop there, but it should lead to a more deepening of our faith in the one who has called us. This is what absolutely happened in the life of John. And because John genuinely and sincerely asked that question, the Lord came with a consoling words to him, reminding him of what has already taken place. The miracles, the blind being opened, the eyes of the blind. Those who were seen as outcast coming to become part of a family of God's covenanted people. So Jesus encouraged John, saying, yes, in the midst of this, do not stop proclaiming the joy that comes in knowing that you have been welcomed by your Creator. Do not stop proclaiming the joy that comes in just knowing that you are loved by the Lord. So the same message is given to us, brothers and sisters, as we await the coming of our dearest Lord on Christmas. Please, don't stop to spread that joy. Don't stop to proclaim that, yes, It is because of God's love that he decided to become incarnate and come in the form of a human person, human nature, become one like us in order to redeem us, to lift us out of our misery, and so that we emerge victorious in our lives, so that we don't just journey by ourselves, but we have someone who is always on the journey with us, holding us by the hand, even though sometimes we don't want him to hold us. But he is always there. So let us continue to proclaim this joy. Isaiah, the message was, do not be afraid, because there is going to be a moment of joy. For John the Baptist, happy is the person who believe, who have faith in me, because I have come. Not just that you have joy for today, but that joy will continue, so that even after a journey in this world, we will always be rejoicing with our brothers and sisters in heaven, the angels and the saints. So my brothers and sisters, to use the words of our Holy Father Pope Francis, let us allow him to be the one writing the story in our lives. Because when he writes it, the aftermath of it, the outcome of it is always joy. So let us pray at this Mass as we come forward that he will help us to fan into flame the joy that lasts forever.